Kneeling in the baking sun in what was the village of Shaolin, the Tibetan spiritual leader on Monday prayed for the villagers killed by mudslides that followed Typhoon Morakot earlier this month. The village is now an empty stretch of mud, and many of the storm's estimated 500 victims still lie buried there. The Dalai Lama has repeatedly said that his mission is humanitarian, not political. A public speech he had been scheduled to give in the Taipei suburb of Taoyuan on Thursday was canceled without explanation. Officials in President Ma Ying-jeou's Kuomintang party have expressed that they want the Dalai Lama to avoid political activities while in Taiwan. So far, he has been willing to comply. Earlier Monday, some 20 demonstrators confronted the Dalai Lama outside his hotel, saying he was not bringing real disaster relief to Taiwan. Asked about the incident later, the Dalai Lama said simply that he supported their right to protest.
I love it. Different views expressed without fear. Wonderful.
The Dalai Lama also said he is not disappointed by President Ma's refusal to meet him. Mr. Ma, who has pledged to improve relations with the mainland Chinese government, may have chosen not to meet the Dalai Lama to avoid angering the Beijing leadership. China's communist government has long vilified the Dalai Lama for what it calls his efforts to create an independent Tibet. China also claims separately governed Taiwan as a renegade province, making the Dalai Lama visit especially sensitive for Communist Party officials. The Beijing government has expressed displeasure at the visit to Taipei, but not forcefully. After he arrived in Taipei Sunday, the Dalai Lama said he was not seeking independence for Tibet and praised Taipei's efforts to improve relations with Beijing. For VOA News, I'm Thibaut Wirth in Taipei.